Welcome to today's deep dive. The source we are looking at offers quite an ambitious philosophy of life for people aged 60 and over. Yes, a kind of roadmap. Exactly. It covers everything from financial decisions and social relationships to personal care and mental well-being. The question is how we can make the most of this new stage of life. There is a series of recommendations, and our task is to explore the thinking behind them, along with the practical ways they might apply to all of our lives. That is exactly what makes this text interesting to me. It does not treat growing older as something we simply have to accept passively. Does it see it as an active process instead? Precisely. It describes an active period that calls for conscious decisions and even a courageous shift in our mindset. So this is not just a list of things we should do. I see. It is more concerned with how we think. The main idea is this. This stage of life is not an ending. It is a completely new beginning, with rules that you get to set yourself. Then, let's start with the most striking recommendation for this new beginning. The text is direct and does not mince words. The time between 60 and death is the time to use the money you have saved. Very clear indeed. Yes, the money you worked so hard for and put aside over the years can now be spent on yourself. Doesn't that sound rather radical, especially in societies like ours, where the idea of leaving something for the children is so deeply rooted? It is a radical idea, but also a liberating one. The source emphasizes making a conscious transition from the saving stage to the enjoyment stage. One phrase is particularly striking. There is no point in saving money for people who have no idea of the sacrifices you made to earn it. That is pretty harsh. Very harsh. It directly challenges the traditional expectation of leaving an inheritance. The message is, you earned this money and you lived this life, so you are the first person entitled to enjoy those savings. This way of thinking changes our entire relationship with money. But it is not just about spending. The text also advises avoiding new, stressful investments at this age. Yes, because the main goal now is peace and quiet. That sounds appealing, but how realistic is it? For someone with limited savings, or someone who still has to work, isn't avoiding stressful investments something of a luxury? That is a very fair question. The point here is not to stop investing altogether. It is more about changing your appetite for risk. I see. So the priorities are changing. Exactly. The idea is that the time has passed for taking aggressive, growth-focused risks as you might in your 20s, especially risks that keep you awake at night. The priority is no longer multiplying your wealth. It is protecting what you already have and gaining the peace of mind that money can provide. This changes the meaning of financial well-being. Well-being no longer necessarily means more money. It means greater peace of mind. A potential gain may not be worth the stress it brings. I see. So, it is about recalibrating our priorities. And this philosophy has a direct effect on family relationships as well. The text says to stop worrying constantly about the financial situation of your children and grandchildren. Yes, that is another difficult subject. A very difficult one. You have given them essential support, such as education and a home. Now the responsibility for finding their own way belongs to them. That might be one of the hardest things for a parent to say. Undoubtedly, the instinct to protect your children does not simply disappear. But what the text is pointing to is a transfer of responsibility. You have done your part, it says. Exactly. You have given them the wings they need to fly. Now it is their turn to use them. At first glance, that approach might seem selfish, but it could actually be a kindness to the children. Also, it gives them the opportunity to stand on their own feet and build their own financial success. It stops them from living with the constant expectation that someone else will provide a financial safety net. In that way, it can open a door for both sides, greater mental freedom for the parents and greater financial maturity for the children. So what do we gain from this financial freedom and from letting go of those responsibilities? According to the text, the greatest gain is peace of mind. I suppose that brings us directly to the next major topic, mental and physical health. Exactly. The text extends this philosophy of peace to the body. Interestingly, though, it does not talk about strenuous exercise or running marathons, or sweating it out in a gym. Right, that is not the focus. Its recommendation is much more accessible and sustainable. Moderate physical activity, such as going for a walk every day. The aim is not to become an athlete. It is to stay healthy and mobile. Exactly. The focus is not on wearing the body out, but on maintaining its condition. I like that realistic approach. It also makes a direct connection between physical health and mental peace. Do not stress over little things, it says. You have already weathered much bigger storms in your life. You have the wisdom to recognize what really matters. That emphasis on wisdom is so valuable. It really is. Because in the mind of someone who has reached this age, there are so many memories, so much lived.